African leaders meeting today in Kenya called on the United Nations to send a neutral force into eastern Zaire to protect more than 1 million Rwandan refugees caught in the violence there. They said such a force should have two goals: to set up temporary havens for those refugees who have fled their camps and to establish safe corridors for them to return to Rwanda. Zairean rebels, who have been battling government forces, have captured much of eastern Zaire. Today, they escorted a group of journalists into Goma, which until recently was home to most of the refugees. NPR's Jennifer Ludden was one of those reporters, and she joins us now from the Rwandan capital, Kigali. Jennifer, tell us what you were able to see there in Goma, please.
We saw a very calm city, in fact. There was not a single checkpoint in the center of town. Once we were escorted in, we had complete freedom of movement. There were some soldiers walking around. They had AK-47s on their shoulders, but they were kind of mixing with everyone else, or they were lounging around in chairs. There was very little hierarchy apparent. The roads out of town were blocked. A rebel leader today said that his group controlled the airport, but we were not allowed to go and see that. In downtown, the city center was very looted. A lot of the shops had been stripped bare. There was debris all over the streets, and a few people still trying to loot what was left, and every now and then rebels would fire off guns to scare them away. I did not see any dead bodies. Local Red Cross workers in town told us they've been rounding up bodies for burial. They've got about 300 so far, and a worker said that quite a few among them were Zairean army soldiers.
Tell us what you were able to find to learn more about the situation of the Rwandan refugees who were caught up in that fighting.
Not much at all. We were not allowed outside of town to go to the camps. I did speak with one man who claimed that he had walked from the Mugunga camp this morning, said he took him 3 hours. Mugunga is, a few days ago, was reported to be holding about 400,000 refugees. Many of refugees from other camps that had been attacked had fled to Mugunga. At one point, there were reports the camp had emptied out over the weekend as more people fled, but this man said that as of this morning, there were still lots of people there. He also said there were a lot of dead bodies in the camp and along the road leading to it.
Now, is it known the Zairean rebels will allow emergency aid to get into those camps?
They say that their goal is to invite in the international humanitarian community. One of the rebel leaders today said, "We need you in the international community to help the refugees, and we're waiting." But he said that access to the camps would depend on security, and that really is the key. Local staff of the Red Cross in Goma said they've not been able to reach the camps. It's not clear that the camps are in rebel-held territory. Although today we heard no fighting, it was very clear that the front line was just to the west of town. Some carloads of journalists who tried to go that way were given warning shots and turned back. So while there is talk of humanitarian corridors, and the rebels are saying that they support that, it's not really clear that the quarters would be welcome once they got beyond the town of Goma.
Thanks, Jennifer. NPR's Jennifer Ludden talking with us from the Rwandan capital, Kigali.